Last month, James, the brother of Jesus, told us be doers of the word and not hearers only. Today in chapter 2, James goes into a practical way that we should do this. Read from James chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. If you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, you do well. But if you show partiality, you commit sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. In this section, James encourages believers to fulfill what he calls the royal law, which is summed up by Jesus' words, love your neighbor as yourself. And he points out that showing favoritism or partiality to someone is a contradiction of how Jesus would have us live. Does it surprise you that in a Christian congregation, some would show partiality? James uses the examples that if a rich man, well-dressed, came into the congregation in the early church, they would welcome him with open arms. They'd say, come on, sit at the best place. And if someone came in off the street, ragged clothes, perhaps smelling, they'd say to that guy, here, you sit here on the floor. It's a sad commentary on a Christian congregation. But what about you here at Emmanuel? You show love when you meet the real needs of people with whom you come into contact. You heard yesterday in Professor Schaller's chapel that Jesus showed no partiality. In fact, he was known as the friend of sinners. And he points out to the Pharisees of his day and to you that if you show favoritism, break one part of the law, you are convicted by the law as a transgressor. So James says to the people of his day, to you, it's not enough simply to say God loves you, to say I'm a Christian. You show this, you show your faith by meeting the real needs of people in a concrete way. James says it's kind of ridiculous to say, God loves you, I love you too. Go out and be warm and fed, but then do nothing about it. You reveal your faith when you meet the needs of your neighbor. And Jesus pointed out in the parable of the Good Samaritan, your neighbor is anyone that needs your help. Today's world, people can meet the needs of others by providing food, clothing for those who have real need, the ignored in our society. It's not enough simply to say, God loves you. It's very easy for people to have a dead faith, a faith of words that doesn't require any actions. Maybe even a faith that sins that says, well, I'll write a check. Jesus calls upon you to help those in need. And so your faith will be revealed in your actions towards others. Your faith will be revealed when you function as a part of the body of Christ, Faith is revealed, James says, in visiting the sick. Faith is revealed in meeting the physical and emotional needs of others. Faith is revealed in being a friend to someone who has no friends. It's very easy in high school years to form, we used to call them cliques, groups. It's a terrible thing to be on the outside looking in. How hard is it to reach out to somebody who needs a friend? Someone who needs someone to talk to. Instead, we stay in our little group. So James says it's not enough simply to say, I have faith. Show that faith by fulfilling the royal law, love your neighbor as yourself. In fact, James says, you want to show me your faith? I'll show you my works, which are evidence of faith. Sometimes we overcomplicate what Jesus calls mission work or evangelism, sharing the faith with others. We can talk about all kinds of methods. We can talk about preparing ourselves with the Word of God. But you go with the book of Acts, the day of Pentecost, those tongues of fire, speaking in tongues, 5,000 people baptized. But you know what caught the people of the attention in Jerusalem? They said of the Christians, see how they love one another. What a wonderful thing that Jesus has delivered us from having to fulfill the law by fulfilling it for us. He loved every one of us, and he did something about it. He died at the cross for the sins of the world. And this is what enables us to, from the heart, as a fruit of faith, to love one another, to love especially those who have special needs. May you, as students of Emmanuel, cause people to say, see how they love one another. Today is one of those special holidays that sometimes pass by. It's Veterans Day. Sometimes we take for granted those who are willing to serve our country, especially those who have given their life in the service. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the freedoms you've provided for us in our country. We especially thank you on this Veterans Day for the many men and women who have served in our nation's armed forces, for the sacrifices that they and their families have made to protect us. We ask you to watch over all who are currently serving in the military, protect them from physical harm, give peace in Christ to all those who believe, and bring faith to those who do not yet have faith in Jesus. We ask these things in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And we'll close this morning with the singing of hymn 464, stanzas 1 and 3. Hymn 464.